Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christine Ness, and I'm really excited for today. We've got the very beautiful Amy joining us. Welcome, lovely.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm excited for today because we're doing things just a little bit different. And before I get carried away, and I guess I don't want to share too much with everyone yet. I want to get people a little bit excited and add a little bit of intrigue, but I just know that people are going to get so much out of this, this show. So I am going to just hand it over to you to do an introduction to our amazing listeners, and then we're going to dive into today's show.
Amazing. Perfect. Okay, so I'm Amy Cleary. And to be honest, I'm many things. I'm multi-passionate, which funnily enough is part of like how I'm designed to be. So I call myself like a cheerleader for women. I have done many different things in the realm of health and wellness, like training women on a physical level, yoga teaching. And then I've gradually moved into more spiritual, practical things like breath work and retreats for women, wellness, and most recently, human design reader, which you're probably not familiar with, I would say, for most people. But it's a beautiful modality that was that came from astrology and a few other ancient modalities, as well as some scientific modalities to create this beautiful thing called human design, which I have completely fallen in love with. And I'm so excited to tell everyone about it.
Yeah, I love that you're multi-passionate because one of the things that I guess really got me stuck when I first started on my journey as being an entrepreneur is the fact that people are saying you've got to choose your niche. But I felt stagnant because I got boiled very, very quickly. So being multi, passionate about different things, I think so many people need to know that it is okay for you to have multiple things that you love in your life.
100%. And I think a lot of it is conditioning. So a lot of us were taught, I know that we're similar ages, but a lot of us were taught that that we have to stick with one thing. We have to see it through. You can't be a quitter. You have to follow it, all the way, to the end. And as we're seeing, it's not the case anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I mean, what you've probably experienced is that, I always say that we're a different person with every conversation, with every moment, with every experience that we have. So why stick to something that actually is no longer in alignment to who you are?
100%. And also, we're different people constantly. We're constantly evolving, constantly changing, and we outgrow things just like we outgrow people or jobs or, relationships. We also can outgrow our passions. So, like, allowing ourselves to be open to new things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to do something a little bit differently. I have sent Amy my date of birth. Now, I want to let people know because a lot of people go, well, what do you need, to get your human design chart started? So I'll get you to answer that and I'll tell people then what I've actually sent you.
Perfect. So to have your human design reading, we need your date of birth, your place of birth, and your exact time of birth. Place, obviously, because of time zones, different countries. And the exact time is because there's so many elements that make up your human design graph, and it can change moment by moment. So we definitely need that exact time of birth, but I can explain more into that in a moment.
Yeah. So I sent Amy obviously my date of birth. I don't know my time of birth. And then obviously the place of birth, I do know where that is. So you've used your magic. And we're actually going to share with you part of my human design. And this is live. And Amy just said that she hasn't gone into detail with it. So, which I love the fact that, this is like giving everyone like a true example of what it's like, A, to work with you, but actually hearing more about yourself as well.
Well, human design, as I was saying, is a combination of a few different modalities, and I'm someone who's really open, and so I don't get caught up in the hows and whys of things. I just resonated with it, and I think that you're going to as well on different levels. But touching on the exact time of birth, I'll quickly just preface that with saying that the things that change, we obviously don't go over. So you had mentioned that you're not sure if it's 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. I love to call myself someone of great integrity who wants to do things properly. So when I get someone's details and it's not exact, I will just continue those different times of the day and just check what's changed. So I did a 7 a.m. and a 7 p.m. and I also did an 11 p.m. and I just checked what changed and what didn't. And here we are with what didn't change.
Amazing. I'm so excited, actually. I really am excited because, I think, we've had this conversation is that I've learned so much about myself over the years. And when you start thinking about what you are naturally designed for, and you wonder why either certain elements have happened in your life, or why you've strayed away from something, or why you're so drawn to particular areas in your life as well.
100%. And what I found is when I've done a reading for someone that I know a little bit, it always makes so much sense. And I love that so much because it's like a validation in some way, because often we think that certain things are flaws. So, for instance, say that you continuously change your mind, or you always make decisions a certain way, or there's a certain thing that you do and you think it's a flaw, and then when you learn your design, it's sometimes woven into your design, which makes you feel validated.
I love that so much. I love it. I think people are going to get so much out of today's show. So I'm going to hand it over to you and ask me any questions. Like everyone knows me, I'm an open book. So yeah.
Amazing, amazing. So similarly to astrology, human design has a body graph where astrology has a wheel. And so they're similar in the way that there's all these intricacies that are working. And we're not going to obviously deep dive into it because it gets a little bit heady. So I'm going to go into the main parts of your human design that people really resonate with. So the first one is your energy type. So this is how you are meant to use your energy for yourself, in your relationships, in your workplaces, etc. And there are five different energy types. So they are generator, manifesting generator, projector, manifester, and reflector. And you're a generator, and that is 36% of people. So this is going to go into how you use your energy, how you're best meant to use your energy, and how you'll know that you're not in alignment with your energy. So after I give you a few of these little hints, I can just tell that your face is going to light up. So a generator, a gift of being a generator of how you use your energy is that you're a natural doer and a creative powerhouse. You are gifted at bringing ideas and inspirations into life. So whether that's your own idea or someone else's, so you have this gift of when you're lit up by something, you want to share it with everyone, whether it's your idea or whether you've learned something that you want to share with other people. So one of the greatest gifts that you can give the world is to follow your joy. Because when you follow your joy, you're magnetic and you light up, and it's just a very black and white thing for you. You need to be feeling joyous in order to magnetize. So you can go as long as you're feeling lit up. So if you're feeling really excited, really lit up, your energy is really high, you can keep going. But when you're not feeling inspired, you're not motivated, what you're doing isn't in alignment with yourself, you're going to burn out and be resentful and feel like crap, basically.
Yeah, hence my call, ending my corporate career.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't lighting you up. So when you're lit up and when you're feeling joy, you are in the most power, have the most power, the most influence, and people can really feel it from you. It magnetizes, it sort of lights you up. And then the way that you sort of know that you're having a good day, that you're using your energy properly, is you wake up energized and you go to bed feeling spent. You go to bed feeling like, ah, that was a good day. That's how you know that you're using your energy properly. So some sort of words of what a generator would be when they're using their energy properly is like warm, open, magnetic, that sort of vibe. And like anything, there's a light and a dark, right? And so with a generator, it's about not expecting other people to keep up with you, because when you're lit up and you're like really inspired and taking action, maybe someone else's energy type is a different type of energy. And so it's about being in your own lane, and learning how to support other people in their energy types. And then the last thing I'll say on this topic before we go into the next is, saying yes to things that don't light you up is a real disservice. So saying yes out of people pleasing, or when something doesn't feel right in your gut, but you go beyond and say yes, it really drains your energy.
Oh, that is so true. And that is the hardest lesson that I literally had to learn. I say that I'm a recovering people pleaser, because you always can sometimes fall back into like saying yes. But I think when, like for me, knowing my values actually really helped. So all of that makes complete sense. Like once I knew my values and I stay really aligned to those, and even work with people who align to those values, then it's like it's seamless of how things work.
I love that. So I guess for you, as a takeaway, is reminding yourself to trust your gut. And we're going to kind of go into that as well, but trusting your how things feel. Do they feel good or do they feel bad? If they don't feel good, it's a no. Really simple. Do you have any questions for me on that one?
No, I love all of it so far. I've actually got goosebumps. Like, it's
Oh,
amazing.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. So the next one we have is called your strategy. So this is the best way to make something happen in your life. So like how we create aligned opportunities. So the world tells us to go, 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 to initiate, to have hustle, to burn out, to keep going. And not everyone is designed to have that way of being. Some people are, they're the rarity who are meant to constantly initiate, constantly show up, tell everyone everything. But you're designed to wait to respond. So what this means is to let things come to you that feel good and then to respond to them. So instead of you initiating when it doesn't feel good, doesn't feel right, maybe you don't know what, exactly what you're trying to initiate and it feels a bit funny. You're meant to wait until something becomes a yes in your body. It feels really good. So say you get an email about an opportunity or a text about something, or there's something that feels really good. You're meant to definitely respond to that, but you're meant to use that filter of, does this feel good? And so I'm
Yeah.
going to kind of give you some examples of so you're meant to let life come to you versus chasing it. And that doesn't mean that you're passive or you sit back. It just means you have that filter of, does this feel good before you act on it?
Yeah.
What is
Yeah.
that? How does that feel?
Oh, it's really like very interesting. I've been working with a spiritual coach, and even she's saying, "Christine, you've got to just say, let me, I'll get back to you in 24 hours to think on it, like to really, sink into it." So that all makes really good sense. I am very quick to react. Like, like somebody will say, "Hey, do you want to do this?" And most of the time I'll say yes to it. There's been a few times where I'm like, "Oh, I'm not sure. I'll get back to you with it." And that's only just started to develop over the last couple of years. So I feel like that's, me really tapping into really who I am as well. It's like trusting the gut, knowing that it's okay. But I guess I also need to slow down just that little bit more before I even say yes as well.
But one of your biggest lessons in waiting is patience. So it's also like, it's not so much decision making, because we're going to get into that one as well, but this is more like opportunities. So say someone says to you, I really want you to be on this podcast, and it just doesn't align. It's a no. if it lights you up and you have such excitement about it, then it's a yes. And also to end on this section is that you might not always know what you're after or what you want until it shows up. It shows up and you go, whoa, I love that. I'm responding to that. So it's like exciting to think what's gonna come to me that gives me that feeling so I can respond to it.
Like even this business, like I didn't even know. So that all makes sense, you know, and like here it is, and then all of a sudden you just run with it and you go with it. So that completely makes sense to me.
I love it. I love it. And to preface again, like with any modality like this, it's take what you get, take what feels good and leave the rest. And so some things are going to resonate, and often some things become resonant later when you think about them or when something comes up and you go, oh, actually, I actually handled that way that, I learned about. And so it's just being open to what unfolds, I suppose. So now we're going to go into how you know you're aligned, like how you know that you're in alignment and how you know you're misaligned. So when you go to bed at night, how do you know you're in alignment and how do you know you're not? And so this tells us where you're most authentic and where you're possibly not being authentic. And so for you know that you're in alignment when you feel satisfied. So this means that you're on the right track. You have this feeling when you go to bed, like it's almost like a sigh of, ah, that was a good day. I feel aligned. You feel excited. You feel lit up. You feel like you enjoy what you're doing. You feel inspired. You feel like whatever challenges come up, you can make them worth your effort because you feel satisfied with what you're doing. And there's many different words that are used in human design. So all of these things I'm telling you are your particular ones, and there's various different ones. And so often when you hear the word satisfaction, like myself, I'm the same one, I actually was like, oh, I know that feeling. I know that feeling. So satisfaction is also, as we talked about with you, it's about waiting to respond. So it's allowing things to come to you rather than initiating action and honoring that your body knows what's right and what feels good for it. And then how you know that you're not in alignment is you feel frustrated. And when you feel frustrated, it's going to happen because none of us are always aligned or always feeling authentic, but that's the word for you. So you will feel frustration, and it's an invitation to check in with yourself and go, oh, where am I out of alignment? Have I stopped my daily rituals? Have I been saying yes when I shouldn't be saying yes? And so that's a really good opportunity to check in with yourself. If you're feeling a little bit like you're out of flow, like you're a bit stuck or you're resentful, again, opportunity to go, oh, where are these gaps happening? Why am I feeling like that? How does that feel?
That is so me. This is crazy because there are moments like in the day where things just happen. I'm just like, oh my goodness, you know, I'll either procrastinate and then I just know that it's just not the right timing to do something. So I feel like I get frustrated because I'm not doing what I need to do, but also then realizing that it may not be the right time for me to do it. But I can get very frustrated with certain things when they don't happen how I want them to happen. And I think that's because I am so passionate about what I do. So if I say yes to something, I'm like 110% committed to it. And, you know, you want to make sure it all happens. But then, yeah, the frustration comes out. So that's such a good reminder to know that the frustration, it could just not be the task, it's actually myself and what I, it could just be another element or something that's happened that not relating to that particular task. It could be a person, it could be anything else that has allowed me to go off alignment.
100%. And that's what I love to tell people. It's an opportunity to check in with yourself. If I'm feeling frustrated, is it because I'm not creating space in my day? Am I saying yes to people? Am I feeling overwhelmed? And then looking at that and going, How can I get on top of that? And then that will create more satisfaction. So I love that we have these words to check in with ourselves. So the next one we have here is how we process information. So there are four or five different types of ways that people process information, and you're best to process information as a collaborative. So you best process information with people. So 46% of people have this one. So your life is about connecting with the right people. You may feel a sense of wholeness when you connect with the right people. You're meant to find success by being supported by other people. You often will feel like you meet someone and there's parts of them that help you understand things because you have that collaborative effort. You feel more clear when you work around others, and you're naturally open to connecting with other people.
Oh
How does
my
that feel?
goodness. That is me to a T. And it's really interesting that like this year, of course, my dog's going to start barking right here.
That's all right.
that I knew that I needed to call in my tribe, like call in people that I can be connected with. And since I've been surrounded by these amazing people, it's almost like everything is shifted gear for me. And I can bounce ideas off them, or now being introduced to amazing people like yourself, and just sort of like getting that clarity with it. But I'm not a solo person. I need to be surrounded by people. I am like, I love being around people. I get more energized around more people.
And for you, it's like it can be a combination of various things. So it can be being in a cafe with people, but working alone.
Yes.
It can be working as part of a team. So it
Yeah.
doesn't have to necessarily be in one particular way, but it's just about being around the energy of other people as well.
Oh, absolutely. Like I love going and taking my laptop. So I'll take the dog, we'll go to the cafe, and I'll literally just sit there and work. And I get so much more done than what I would do just to sit here in the office.
I
And it
love
is,
it.
it's the
Love it.
energy around it, or even just working down by the beach. And there's just like people walking past, like all that sort of stuff. So that just is like, that makes so much more sense now as to why I'm so drawn to that.
So for you, it's about remembering that you do get a lot from other people.
Yeah.
So, allowing yourself to open up to people's ideas so that you can process better. And it's almost like missing pieces. Right, it's
Yeah.
like the things that you don't quite understand or haven't brought to life, someone else might be able to give you that inspiration, and you really gel together.
Yeah.
Love that. So we're going into the final few here, which are, in my opinion, the most personal because there's so many variances of what you can be. So we're going to go into your profile, which is about how you'd align to your purpose. So our profile allows us to align to our purpose, to walk the path most aligned, and it's made up of two numbers. The first number is how you see yourself, and the second number is how other people see you. So the second one might not 100% resonate because other people see you that way, but often there is a bit of a knowing in this. So there are 12 different variations of what you can be. You're a 1-3. Okay, so some qualities. Again, number one is how you see yourself. Some qualities of a 1 would be that you're a natural investigator and you're very curious. You may be driven to understand how things work. Understanding things deeply gives you a sense of security. You can easily sense the truth of what people are saying. And you may be a student of life and love to observe and understand why people do what they do, which is 100% sounds right.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So much so. And I think, that really makes so much more sense as to why I'm doing what I'm doing now, because I love learning. I love learning about people. I love learning about why we make certain, I guess finding your purpose. Like that's what my whole business is all about, helping people find their purpose. So by you just even using that terminology, I'm like going, well, that's what I do. So it's,
Oh, I love it.
making, people more aware that, you can find and follow your purpose. You can find and follow your passion. And I guess, I have been a learner of life. I've had to go through certain things for me to even learn that myself.
And everyone's profile is different. So there's six different variations in the first number and six different variations in the second number. And so it's often really resonant or feels really nice that the number is like, oh yeah, that's me. It feels really good that I'm on the right path. And so the second number for you is three. So you learn by doing. The more you try, the more you learn. You may be resistant to other people's advice. You'd rather do things on your own first. Mistakes are essential to your process. So if you do make a mistake, think about the fact that it's not about getting it right the first time. Sometimes it's about learning from the experience and evolving. You're naturally resilient. Never underestimate the wisdom that you have to share. You're the perfect person to ask if someone wants to know the best way to do something. You're a natural pioneer here to tell the truth about what's no longer working and discover what does work. So that's your 1-3 profile.
Oh my goodness. That's just like a perfect, it makes so much sense that obviously why, obviously I, things have happened in, my past, which I've shared about with people. But I'm such a big believer now, like it was very hard to learn that lesson that, it's not happening to you, it's happening for you. Like what's the lessons that I can get out of it? And like we did our resilient book last year and I talked about, you fall forward, like you're basically, resilience is not, going backwards. It's you literally going forwards and, making what you've learned now part of your future self.
Beautiful, 100%. And I think with our profile and our human design, I think it gives us permission to be more of ourselves. Like if you're naturally curious, or you're naturally someone who's a truth teller, or you like to do things a certain way and really practically try, like giving yourself permission that that's who you are and embracing it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. This has been like mind-blowing. Like I can see so many like for myself, like this makes perfect sense. And I sort of like going, oh, I wish I had access to this, maybe 9 years ago when I first left corporate. But I can also see how great this would be for people who either like going through something in life or even if they want to change careers and trying to work out where they're going to be best aligned or what is going to be their natural gifts that they can actually start, using as well within their career or, maybe it's a hobby that you want to start. There's so many different things that this is going to really help people with.
100%. And I like to think of it as a coming home. So when I first discovered it, I learned I'm a generator as well. And I was learning all my different elements of my human design. And I felt like validation. And I turned my potential flaws that I saw into blessings. And then to sort of end this off with your reading, you actually touched on the word gifts just before. So everyone has gifts in their human design. So the gifts are some like innate gifts and strengths that you have within you. So you might not necessarily be aware of them. And it's not about achieving them because they're just naturally in you. So I'll read you your few that I have here. So your first gift is the gift of knowing. So you're here to bring new, innovative ideas to the world. So I'm sensing a bit of a the word. They're all making kind of coming together, aren't they? You may find your insights are light years ahead of the world around you. Your insights often come spontaneously. Your lesson is to wait for the right time to share. You bring efficiency and growth to any team that you're part of to show the fastest way of doing things. which we actually have heard a couple times now on that one. Your next gift is the gift of nurturing. So you're a natural nurturer and provider. You may find that you inspire trust in others and people look up to you for support. A potential challenge is taking on too much responsibility. Trust your gut and know who and what you're available to care for. And you have a gift for integrating people into a community.
Wow. There's it's really that's so interesting because somebody had just said to me just recently, she goes, Christine, you're a thought leader. And I never really understood that. But it's almost like going, well, what I've learned, I was just with a client the other day, something just popped into my head. And I said, oh, this is what we need to do to help promote your business. And it was just like everything's just falling into place.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah, that's really it's really interesting because when we are said that we've got a gift, and like your friends and family might say it to you, but to hear it to say that you're naturally born with it and that you can really enhance it when you just allow it as well, I think that will give people, I guess, a sense of motivation, but also that sense of calm to go, no, you are naturally talented in this area.
100%. And they often have a theme. So you've got two more here, and they kind of all gel in together. So this one about that your gift is being a guide. So you're a natural leader, talented at knowing how to leverage others' gifts, which you just said. You can sense where things need to go in a way that benefits everyone, and you're here to be invited into leadership rather than force your way in. You're inherently logical and focused on the future. And then I'll read you your last one here so we can kind of, I guess, talk about them on the whole. You have a gift for innovation, the energy. So I'm just lost my place. I get so buzzed when I read these. I get so excited. I'm just like,
I get
oh. Okay, so gift of innovation. It's about living life on an on and off burst of power. So you're often very creative and excited and have all these insights, but it's about also letting yourself have that on and off power button to allow your creativity. So when we stop, the creativity kind of flows.
Yeah.
And there's so much to be learned in the periods that are quiet and down. That's how you build momentum.
Oh, I just want to touch on that last bit because
Yeah.
last year I took a step back. I went on a self-love, self-healing sort of journey. So I did what I call the bare minimum for the business. I really focused on myself, and I still did the show, I still did the magazine and that. And I even went and took a casual job because I wanted to take the pressure off. So when you said like taking that step back, now when I've come straight back in and this year I've gone, no, right, I'm ready for it. I've done the healing and all that. The momentum and the growth has been immense already. We're only in March this year. So it's so true. That just makes such perfect sense. So sometimes I need to really pull back. It's almost like those wind up toys. Like you wind them up, like you gotta pull it back for it to go forward. And I feel like that's me in so many aspects.
Yeah, like I really sense your overall arching theme of your profile is that you're a leader, you're good at getting gifts out of people.
Yeah.
But for you, it's about also nurturing yourself and saying yes to only things that give you excitement and joy, because then you create that magnetism. Hence,
Yes.
that break that you had has created that magnetism, because you've allowed that frustration, I guess, and the stuff that was deep within you with the healing to sort of be pass not pacified, cleared to allow more alignment, which is becoming, making you magnetize and making everyone want to sort of be in your energy. So that's really
Yeah.
beautiful.
Oh, I love it. And I guess I can also make sense. Like last year, there were so many moments of frustration, and it was very hard on myself, like going, oh, why are you doing this? Like it was the self-doubt, like all of the, I call it the negative Nancy, the ego still coming up in your head going, why are you doing that? So that will now make sense that I really had to get back into that full alignment of who I was. to be able to make those decisions. And I'm just like now going, oh my God, like there's so many of my clients that need this. Like I'm just thinking, you need to know this because this will make sense as to why you either you make certain decisions and you don't think that are rational at the point, but it is who you are. And I just want to say thank you because that just sort of, I guess, validates why I did take that year off, why I did sort of like pull back from the business and, you know, really had to come back into the inner self as well. That's a massive thank you because it literally just, I don't know, it's like this another level of clearing has just happened by you saying
Oh,
that.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I love, and part of one of my gifts. So my gift is not about myself expanding. It's about me expanding other people. And
Yes.
so I really get so much out of seeing you get something out of it. And normally it's a bit longer. So I tried to condense it for, you know, obviously you don't want to have people listening to a monologue. But normally it's about 45 minutes, and I go into the not just the sort of light, but the sort of areas of like how you can harness those things and how you can build up the power of them and things like that as well.
Yeah, I want to touch on, you know, like a lot of people think that, you know, when you go into like spirituality or anything like that, it's all love and light. And I always say to people, it is, there always has to be darkness to light. There's, you know, good and bad, you know, all that sort of stuff. There always has to be a natural sort of balance between both of them. But if you can harness both sides and really understand those, it actually makes you. I want to use the word complete, but I know that there's a better word for it. But I guess you sort of evolve into the true person who you are as well.
100%. Everything has light and dark, and it's what makes the world go around. And I think whole. I think you're more whole as a person when you can have those beautiful things. But you know, you can be a beautiful person who's the most kindest, loving, caring person, but you're getting taken advantage of. And so, you know, you have these polarities that you know, we want to be aware of and be as whole as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think that what you're doing is a true gift. And I can see, you know, so many people, you know, obviously we work with like the corporate escapers, and you know, people who are potentially wanting to escape what I call just the corporate mentality, but really finding out who they are. And I think this is one of the areas that people can really tap into that, like you said, they're going to get more of that sort of holistic view of themselves, but also to knowing, like, I'm all about, you know, finding your passion. Like, what are you passionate about? Let's actually draw into that because
100%.
life is way too short, you know, for us to do stuff that
100%.
we're not lighting this up.
100%. And what I love about human design is it can be tailored. So you can do a human design on yourself and your partner, and you can look at your challenges and how you can work together. You can do a human design as part of a team. So how a boss works with this person and that person, how employees work together, how your kids were born to be. And so it's very, it can be, you know, someone who says, I want to find my passion, or it can be someone who's in their healing and they're wanting to have support about how they can be their most authentic self as well.
I love all of it. I think if and when a partner comes in, I'll be definitely using that. However, I think, like, as I start growing my team, like, this is what we'll be using as part of like the onboarding process so that we can all really understand each other, knowing where our strengths are, you know, who is going to be best at, you know, a certain role as well, and you know, where they may need some support with it as well.
Well, I'll just touch quickly on the different energy types. So you were saying before about teams. So generators are the ones that are magnetic when they do what they love and they have passion. Then you have manifesting generators who are kind of similar to manifestors and generators as a combined. So they also need to do what lights them up, but they're multi-passionate. They can have so many things on the go at once. They are really quick at integrating and learning. So that's a different type of personality. Then you have projectors who are the teachers and visionaries. And then you have manifestors who are really fast at getting things done. And then you have lastly reflectors, who are more like mirrors. They mirror back. They're more observant. So you have all these different types of people that can work in a team. It's really beautiful how
Oh,
that
I
can
love
work.
it. I love it. How can people work with you, Amy?
So on my website, I have a link to buy a human design reading, or on my bio and Instagram, you can just click and order your reading. And I like to do mine as audio readings because I feel like people can listen back to it and really observe the whole thing multiple times, digest, sorry, than to sort of hear it once and go, whoop, gone. I can do human design readings with, as I said, your date of birth, your time of birth, and your place. And if you don't know your time, then we can sort of chat and work out the things that don't change throughout the day.
Well, I think you've got a true gift. And I think this is, I really think that this is a game changer for so many different areas. Like we sort of, mentioned today. With people, but when you're going on that either self-healing, self-discovery about yourself, this is just a tool that people can use as well. We're going to drop all the details of how people can reach out to you, and I just want to say a massive thank you. This has just been clarity, an eye-opener, sort of confirmation, everything all rolled into one for me today.
I'm so glad. That makes me happy. Thank you.
Yeah, amazing.
Thanks for having me.
No, my pleasure. Before we go, we're going to ask you five very random questions that are just a little bit of fun that people can get to know you a little bit. The first one,
Love
are
it.
you a coffee or a tea person in the morning?
Coffee all the way.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, I think I've had three. So, yeah. Do you prefer to watch a movie or curl up with a book?
Oh, you know what? Depends on my mood. I just read a book in 2 days. I was going to say the name of it, forgot it. Anyway, depends on the mood. Depends on the mood. If I had to pick one, I'll say movie.
Very much so. So if the book's lighting me up, I will read it like
Yes.
nonstop.
Yes.
If you could have anybody from either the past or, current to a dinner party, who would that be?
Oh wow, that's such a hard question. It sounds really weird. Jay Shetty, love him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I've got his book, Think Like a Monk, and I'm going through that at the moment. So
I feel
I
like
love
there
it.
would just be so much insight there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Are you a beach or a country person?
I am a nature person. Country person for sure.
And if you're going on holidays, how would you prefer to travel, by boat or by plane?
Plane.
Yeah, get there quicker. So
Yes, yes.
amazing.
I'm all about efficiency on
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
that
Even though I don't like
one.
flying, I will still do it. So
Same.
yeah, absolutely. Well, as I said, I think you've got a true gift. I am so excited, for people to listen to this episode with it. We're going to drop all the details of how you can reach out to Amy and just how much, human design can really help elevate you, but also give you that deep sense of understanding of yourself as well. So thank you again, Amy, for being here
Thank you
today.
so much. So nice to meet you properly.
Yeah, absolutely. For everybody who was listening to this episode, thank you so much. If you have liked it, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. Leave your comments below and we'll reach out to you. And to remember to live life to the fullest every single day. Love and light to you all.